After 11 weeks in court, we rested our case against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, and other defendants. We brought this case after our four-year investigation revealed that Donald Trump committed repeated and persistent fraud and unjustly enriched himself, his family, and his business. Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud we uncovered. Throughout this trial, we revealed the full extent of that fraud. We introduced extensive evidence and questioned more than two dozen witnesses. We heard from Donald Trump and his family, his co-defendants, his current and former employees at the Trump Organization, his accountants and associates at a financial institution, loan underwriters, real estate professionals, and experts. And their testimony illustrated years of fraud and baseless valuations to inflate Donald Trump's net worth. And we showed that Donald Trump's financial statements were used to get better loan terms, tax breaks, and a host of other economic benefits. Next month, we will return to court to present our closing argument. I'm confident in our case and that justice will prevail. No matter how powerful you think you are or how much money you think you have, everyone is equal under the law, even Donald Trump.
A supremely confident New York Attorney General, Letitia James, giving her final reflection as the case, the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, is now completed in terms of the trial. Next up will be closing arguments in early January, and then Justice Arthur Engoron will be making a final ruling. We should expect that ruling by Justice Arthur Engoron, who's presiding over the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. I think to drop the final order before February 1st would be my best estimate, and I expect it to be for over $500 million. If you've been following the case and the various rulings that Judge Engoron has been making, you compare New York Attorney General Letitia James, poised, confident, compare her to how Donald Trump has been behaving. Take a look at this.
We have no rights whatsoever. Any company coming to New York would be crazy because it's a setup, it's a rigged trial. We have a hostile group of people. We have a very hostile judge. I hate to say it. We have a very, very hostile judge. And I think everybody knows that. And we see that. But the good thing is we have all of the evidence on our side. They have nothing. And it's a case that should have never been brought. I just read many, many articles saying this case is a disgrace to our nation.
And as I've said before, if you don't have the facts, well, first, if you don't have the law, you argue the facts. If you don't have the facts or the law, you usually kind of concede or try to resolve the matter. But for Donald Trump, it is attack the judge, attack the judge's wife, attack the judge's son, lie about who the judge's son is and just make up like random people in the court and say that's the judge's son, or attack random Twitter or X, whatever they call it these days, accounts and say that it is Judge Engoron's wife's account. I mean, this behavior over the course of 11 weeks by Donald Trump has been absolutely deplorable in every sense of the word. Oh, and by the way, here is Donald Trump's lawyer over here, Alina Haba, from the event that she was just at in Phoenix, Arizona, one of these right-wing events called Turning Points USA, kind of proudly talking about how, you know, I've been going after Letitia and Letitia James have been going after me. And it's like, what in the world is that? So compare New York Attorney General Letitia James, compare that with Donald Trump, and compare that with Alina Haba. Just watch this behavior. And then I want to make a broader point. Play the clip.
So I'm sure everybody has seen for the last 11 joyous weeks, I've been attacked and attacking Miss Letitia James. The Attorney General for the state of New York, who is trying to kill the Trump family, their organization, and the presidency. Because before she was even in office, before she had access, Ms. James said, I'm going to campaign on one thing. This is how I'm going to get in office. This is how I'm going to get famous. And that's by getting Trump. She said, I'm going to turn every page on the Trump Organization. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get Trump, and I'm going to go home. That's what we're dealing with. Well, I've got a message for Miss James. She can bring her witch hunts, but I am the witch hunt slayer.
So then you go to Judge Arthur Engoron's order recently, where he denied Donald Trump's 5 motions for directed verdict. Usually you file 1 motion for directed verdict, which is like a motion to dismiss after the plaintiff rests their case. But Donald Trump brought 5 motions for directed verdict.
Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to take care of your mouth. The Quip electric toothbrush has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide you to a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. It's lightweight and sleek. The design is for adults and kids with no wires or bulky chargers to weigh you down. The Quip toothbrush also has a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter and reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues as well as bright plastic colors sure to make a pop to your bathroom counter. And so you know, the electric toothbrush isn't all Quip has to offer. The water flosser hits all the right spots with the gentle or deep clean pressure at the touch of a button, and the Quip mints and gum are incredibly refreshing. I truly have Quip to thank for my entire dental care routine, and I don't know where I'd be without them. So listen, it's time to skip the batteries and snap into healthy habits with the new Quip rechargeable electric toothbrush. All the features of the original Quip, plus 1 magnetic charge, powers up to 3 months of brushing. If you go to getquip.com/Midas right now, you'll get 20% off any electric toothbrush, mint and gum dispenser, and water flosser. That's 20% off any electric toothbrush, mint and gum dispenser, and water flosser at getquip.com/Midas, spelled GETQUIP.com/Midas. Quip, the good habits company.
And here Judge Engoron says, look, a lie is a lie. And Judge Engoron says, I recognize that there are different subjective ways of arriving at valuations. You don't have to act like this trial is whether you go with this valuation model or that valuation model. What Judge Engoron is saying is that a lie is a lie, that Donald Trump, the inputs into various subjective valuation models were false financials, were based on absolute lies. For example, saying that a building is fully occupied and that the lease for the fully occupied building is at the highest price per square footage when it is a rent-controlled building that is not fully occupied, that is a lie. Saying that a residential or a commercial property is a residential property, that is a lie. Saying that your triplex is 3 times the size of what it really is, that is an absolute lie. These are indisputable lies, and that's why Judge Engoron found that there are undisputed facts about why Donald Trump loses the case. That's why summary judgment was granted against Donald Trump. And then one of the things that isn't getting much attention that we should talk about as well is that not only did Judge Engoron say that Donald Trump's experts were bad, he said that Donald Trump's experts like Eli Bartov had 0 credibility. So you know what that means? That in this order, Judge Engoron has basically said,